It's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Which mulch, hay or straw or chip bark? A question came in this week from Michelle Borman asking, what's the best kind of mulch to use in my raised bed veggie garden? The answer depends on what you want to accomplish, Michelle. Let's take a look at the nutrients first. Straw is usually some kind of grain that is dry when it's harvested after the seed heads have been removed. Therefore, it's a carbon ingredient. Hay is harvested while green and is usually made from a high nitrogen source like alfalfa, and it has the seeds intact. So it's a nitrogen ingredient because it's high nitrogen. Wood chips are dead wood, so they're a carbon ingredient, and they're also a fungal food as well. But some wood chips are made from aromatic woods like cedar, pine, or redwood, which means they contain antimicrobial oils that can inhibit beneficial microbes in your soil. So if you're trying to build up a thriving soil food web in your garden, use non-aromatic wood chips instead. Let's go back to hay for a minute. Hay breaks down in garden beds and feeds beneficial bacteria in soils. It also adds nitrogen over time as it decomposes. Keep in mind, though, that those seed heads that it comes with will most likely germinate all over your garden, so you'll have to keep after that. Straw, on the other hand, it's hollow, doesn't have those seed heads, and it stays very, very dry. So, if you like to sit down in a wet garden, straw is the way to go. It also insulates when temperatures are cool. So if you live in a cold climate, you know, that's a great place to use straw. One website we saw recommended using a layer of alfalfa hay first on the bottom for nutrients, followed by a top layer of straw for dryness. We here at Garden Nerd use non-aromatic chip bark to increase our fungal friends in our soil. Some people use plastic sheet mulch or cardboard, because cardboard is usually free. These work too, but we prefer the look and feel of loose mulches instead. Either way, whatever you choose, just make sure that you pick something that is appropriate for your needs. For more information about straw versus hay, go to gardennerd.com and click on the link, This Week Only. We found a cool article that explains the two. While you're there, check out our latest newsletter and our most recent YouTube video on how to find tomato hornworms with ease. Happy gardening!